Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know the Mets suck. I just feel like the bullpen's actually, like, if you look at the numbers, I know the numbers don't tell you everything, and the eye test hasn't totally backed this up, but I mean, ERA wise, they have the fourth best bullpen ERA in baseball since since August 1st.
Wow.
I wouldn't
have expected that.
Because it felt way worse than that. But I think some guys are starting to pitch much better, which I like.
Which you see. Like, it does. I mean, like, we talk, Alvarado looks so much better.
Alvarado being
he's
this.
Like back.
He's
back.
This version of Alvarado is a total game changer.
Yep.
Like, a total game changer heading into the playoffs, because you're getting a back end option back there who essentially rode to game six of the World Series last year, who basically had, what, a month and a half off? Like, he's been unfortunately injured twice.
And before getting hurt the first time, was the best reliever in baseball for a month. Like,
right.
The best.
And he looks back to being that version. You're seeing more strikes. You're seeing him get back to the 1-2-3, you're out kind of thing. The bullpen went through a down period there where the starters weren't going very deep in games, and they clearly got overworked. Oh, and I can't believe I didn't bring up Jeff Hoffman. Like, Jeff Hoffman. I'm excited to see what he looks like in the playoffs, because I think if he's what we've seen in the last 2 months, you're getting a weapon, like mm-hmm. a weapon from Jeff Hoffman. But I just think that all the guys the last week and a half, 2 weeks, have really turned a corner of, like, okay, now it's go time. They went through the stretch. Stars weren't going deep. They're being overworked. You know, they went six, like, when they went six man, the one thing that obviously was the that coincided with that is you had to pitch your relievers way more. Mm-hmm. So it felt like we're seeing Strom every day. We're seeing Hoffman every day. Yep. We're seeing Stranthony every day. We're seeing these guys. So they got a little overworked. And it feels like this last month they've done a much better job of managing those guys' innings so that when this time comes, they can hit the ground running. And I like that they pitched a lot over the weekend. Not a lot, but enough.
But enough.
And it's the classic argument of rest versus rust. And I think they did a good job this weekend of balancing those two. Like, Bryce played a lot, which I think is smart.
Schwarber played, all that stuff.
Because Bryce is a field guy.
Totally.
So, like, sitting in for 3 days does nothing. Like, he's fine. Like, he's a machine. He's mm-hmm. Superman. Does not need much time off. So, you know, I think they did a good job of not just sitting everyone and expecting, bang, you know, Tuesday to kind of turn it on and go.
Like, with the doubleheader on Saturday. Like, that really throws your plans and how you're planning on playing over 3 days heading into a three-game series early the next week. Like, that is, especially with pitching, and that's why you saw them do all the roster, you know, gymnastics and bringing up Nick Nelson and bringing up Plasmire and all.
Shout out to Nick Nelson, by the way.
Yeah,
welcome to the season. He earned his NL championship ring
did.
This year.
Michael Plasmire, less so.
Less so. They still ran him out there as long as they could.
Let him throw some innings. It worked. And look, Taiwan did give him innings.
I know. He went seven innings. He he retired what, eight straight after allowing four.
Yeah.
Just no one better.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Just tell him if you just.
Yeah. Just tell me, hey man, you're down 4-0.
You're down 4-0. And everyone's mad again.
So. Go out there.
Yeah,
and
everyone's tweeting about how bad you are in the first three.
And
innings.
He throws like a perfect.
And then he goes and checks his phone.
Like, sends out an apology. Thanks for picking me up, guys. And then he goes to work.
Yep. Do you think that after allowing four runs, he goes to the clubhouse, checks his phone, sees how mad everyone is, and then is like, "All right, I got you."
Probably.
Bang. Here we go.
Honestly, it's as logical an explanation as anything else is.
It's your game three starter.
Yeah.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Okay, let's get to that. Who's the game three star?
If it's
honest, like you're not Rob Toms. We know what we've talked enough about what we would do, you know, and the whole thing. Like, what do you think's gonna happen? Honestly, Joe. All kidding aside, who, like you said it, you're nervous about game two. You think it's gonna go three. So game three gonna happen in your mind. Who will be the starter for game three for the Philadelphia?
Well, it depends. If the caveat is, does Ranger pitch in the first two games? Out of the bullpen.
It's an important question.
So, because I think that's what happens. I think that they have a chance.
If they need him.
But what's so weird is that, what I don't get about that, is that this isn't last year. Like, you have
great bullpen arms. Yep. Like, unless Nola gets roughed up and you, like, need him to go multiple innings. But even then, that's why you would have a Taiwan on the roster or whatever, maybe. I don't know.
Right. So, for me, it's Ranger. But I like if he pitches one of the first two games, it's obviously Christopher Sanchez.
Better be, buddy.
And it might be Chris Sanchez over Ranger.
Dude, if we're just going on who has earned a playoff start, it's Christopher Sanchez, period, full stop. Like, he's earned it over Nola, even. I mean, like, Christopher Sanchez has been their second best starter this season. End of sentence.
And maybe that's done. Maybe that's why they pitched him out of the bullpen this weekend, was like, we're going to pitch Ranger game three. So maybe they had this idea of Ranger pitching out of the bullpen, but it's actually going to be Chris Sanchez.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. You have three lefty options. Like, do you need?
You just said it. The guy, the three maybe trust the most right now are your three lefties.
Now,
like,
Soto is still a work in progress.
Soto is a question mark, but
he's looking pretty good.
Got stuff, man.
Of course, he's got stuff, and he's trying to strike guys out, which I like, and he's got a little confidence. Big Gregory Soto guy, but the mental gymnastics. I feel like they're playing with the Chris Sanchez thing. It's one of the more befuddling things I've seen them do.
Just the guy's good. Just throw him out there.
He's good. He's fine.
Yeah.
Let him go pitch.
Just because he's better than you thought he'd be, doesn't mean that he's not better than you thought he'd be. Like, it doesn't mean he's gonna fall apart. Like,
just admit that you won the Curtis Mead trade.
Yeah. Well, clearly.
And let him pitch a playoff game.
Let's go.
So, and he's just, I'm not worried about him, like, all of a sudden being not like too big for the moment or whatever.
No, it doesn't seem like he seems super calm, super chill.
Very, very calm. So I think it's gonna be Ranger, but a part of me does wonder if Chris Sanchez, like, that idea of putting him in the bullpen wasn't so much about Taiwan Walker as it was about Ranger and, like, what they think they can get out of Chris Sanchez. Yeah. But again, I don't know why they need to pitch Chris Sanchez out of the bullpen.
Yeah, it's strange.
When you have the amount of lefty options they have. So it's weird, but at least this year, I mean, they have way more dudes.
So many dudes, man. I was thinking that as you were going through all the bullpen options, when you're like, basically, like, Sir Anthony, it's like, Obi gets better. He's like the sixth option of those guys in terms of who you try. Like, it's like, what?
Dude, Orion Kerkering's the last guy in the bullpen.
Yes.
And Orion Kerkering has a chance, he could be an impact reliever.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff wise, it's as good as anyone in the pen, you know?
Just again, and this is a message to Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
This is a message to the fan base. Don't let the Phils get through the wild card round.
Because
if they get through the wild card round, they're going back to the World Series.
Tell them, buddy.
Like,
yes!
Don't, like, I'm just, knock them out early. Like, if you don't want another Red October run coming, you don't want Philadelphia getting cocky again, like, just kill us early, okay? Because as this thing goes along, they'll start feeling it again, which I like. The pitching's better.
Yep.
The lineup, Trey Turner's here now.
Mm-hmm.
The real Trey Turner, by the way. Like, don't let the Phils get past the wild card round, because they're going to beat the Braves. I've said this to you. I don't know if I said it on the podcast. I'm more worried about losing the Marlins wild card round than I am losing to the Braves.
You've not said it on the pod.
Like, I have so much confidence in beating the Braves in a playoff.
I love it. Like, it's awesome.
Like, I think we're in their head. I think the loser nonsense that Strider throws out there.
Oh, my God. That might be the dumbest thing any athlete has ever said. Like, you have fans. It makes no sense.
Even if it was sarcastic.
Yeah.
It was still not a win.
It was just dumb.
And then the whole, like, we're doing simulation games.
I know. I know.
Are you doing that for Miami?
Yeah.
You doing that for going to Arizona? We know why you're doing that.
Yeah.
Like, know why you're doing that.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Brian Snicker coming out saying, I don't want to play this team.
Yep.
You know, like,
it's in their heads. There's no other way around it.
I love that. It's like, again, I never grew up in the 90s Cowboys thing, but this is what Phillies Braves
yep.
it feels, it has that feel to it. Back-to-back years playing in the postseason. Last year, we beat them. They win the World Series the year before. Like, both fan bases, insane. I just, again, just don't let the Phils win.
Yeah.
Like, don't let them do that because they're going to go beat the Braves. And then, like, I'm just, this Dodgers team.
I'm not scared of all the Dodgers.
So
the See, that's how I feel about the way you're like, we're beating the Braves. That's the way I feel about the Dodgers if we play the Dodgers. Like, honestly, I think there's a decent chance it's not the Dodgers. Like, I could see either D-backs or the Brewers beating the Dodgers. I wouldn't bet on it because those two teams, I don't love either of those two teams. But, like, the Dodgers don't scare me at all.
Losing a postseason series to the Brewers would also do similar
that
things.
That would be, yeah, that'd be tough.
As they losing would, to the Marlins.
We wouldn't lose the Brewers. I'm not scared of the Brewers.
Okay. Who are you more afraid of in a playoff series, possibly? Freddie Freeman or Josh Bell? Freddie Freeman or Josh
Bell? I'll still give it to Freddie, but
okay.
It's close.
It's close.
Yeah, it's fair. It's
and
a fair question.
And the nice part about this year and how it could shake out for the Phils is, again, don't let them win the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the good team in the AL?
Wait, the Orioles. But I'm with you. That's my point. I'm with you. The Orioles are the best team in the I mean, probably the Astros, if we're being honest. Like,
of course.
Probably the Astros.
The Astros will be in the World Series. There's no doubt it'll be Astros.
It's probably
Astros. But they're not
even like last year. They're a worse team than they were last year.
Dude,
definitively.
The Astros did not lose a playoff game until
we beat
game one of the World Series.
Yep.
Like, that was a
They were a 106-win team last year. They went 92 this year.
It's a great Astros team.
Yeah.
It's a great Astros team. This is a good Astros team.
Agree.
Like, this is a Phillies team who got off to a slow start, but have been one of the best teams in baseball since June 2nd.
I honestly think the three best teams in baseball are in the National League. I think the Dodgers, Braves, and Phillies are the three best teams in baseball right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, there's actually a couple fun matchups, right? So, you want to talk about getting a tad ahead of yourself.
Just a tad.
Phils Jays.
Oh, can you imagine?
Phils Rays.
Phils Rays.
Phils O's.
Phils, which would be awesome.
Which would be fun.
All three. Yeah, that's actually pretty wild, yeah.
Phils Astros.
Oh, my God. This is wild. Yes. We just
Selfishly,
need the Yankees, and then it's all of them.
So, I know this is going to sound dumb, like I should know this. Did the Mariners make the playoffs?
They did not.
Really?
Yeah, they did.
After all the J.P. Crawford stuff?
After all the stuff, they did not. Mariners missed out.
Again.
Well, no. How about the Astros stealing the division from the Rangers on the last day? The Rangers blew it.
Listen. When I say I disconnected from baseball,
I can tell. The fact that you didn't know the Mariners didn't make the playoffs, that is, you are totally
disconnected from the
like
playoffs.
They were out. They played Sunday with no stakes. Like, they were out by Sunday.
That's a shame.
Yeah. I liked them. I root for the Mariners more than those other teams.
So, but yeah, like the there's a lot of fun stuff going on for sure. So, I just like the Phillies are in such a good position as long as they just don't do the thing. These next three games.
Yep.
Like, just go beat the godforsaken Marlins.
Yep.
Just go beat them.
You're better.
Like, just go beat. Don't let them come in here and, like, steal a game and all of a sudden.
They got confidence.
Because, like, you want to know what the ballpark was like.
Dude, I'm very with you.
The ballpark last year was a magical, unbelievable. Like, everyone can't wait to feel that again.
Yep.
You want to know what it's like when. Like the Buccaneers take the lead in 2002, and what the Cardinals game in 2011, like what a tight Citizens Bank Park feels like. Not the most fun place in the world.
Nope.
Like,
and it's all still there. Like, last year it was amazing because we just kept winning and all that stuff. But like let's put it this way: down 1-0 with Aaron Nola on the mound, the first thing that doesn't go our way, it's going to be tight. It's going to be awkward in there. Like, it's not going to be a freaking party, man.
It's not going to be a party. It's not. I mean.
Until they do something to make it a party. But, like, that advantage that we're talking about, that whole thing where it's like the Marlins ain't never seen anything like that, like, the Marlins can mitigate that pretty quickly.
Yes,